You are now tuned into New York's very own Minx Couture. All the opinions and views expressed on this show are from mine and mine only. I take responsibility for everything I say. But if you're going to be all up in your feelings, then this is not the platform for you. Because this is The Minx Show. Reloaded. Here today, but we here.
Yes, we are.
So, CJ, tell everybody where you're from and what exactly it is that you do.
All right. Well, originally, I'm from the Bronx.
What?
A lot of my teenage life was in Staten Island. So, I tell people I'm from Staten Island. I moved to VA twice.
PA?
So I'm currently Virginian.
Okay. Oh, VA. So okay.
So I'm currently in Virginia now. So that's where I'm at. So I always kind of break it down to them because I've lived in Virginia, Jersey, New York, but I'm a New Yorker.
You're a New Yorker by heart and just by everything.
Yeah. I mean, I live in VA, but I go back up top enough, so I'm valid.
What part of VA?
This is a small town called Winchester.
Okay.
It's like an hour and a half from DC.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's not too bad. So, what made you want to leave the Statue of Liberty?
I was bad as hell. That's one. So I had an opportunity to come here and graduate. Well, that's why I left and went to Jersey, and then that's why I left Jersey to come to Virginia so I could graduate. I mean, that's what I did. So, I mean, Virginia, like. It has a special place in my heart.
Right.
So that's how I ended up coming to Virginia.
Hmm. Well, you know, they call people like that nomads. Like, we're nomads. We can't stay in one spot.
We're like rolling stones.
Well, trust me, I know about that, about moving around and stuff. I've lived in New York my whole life, but I've been in different cities in New York because of consistent changes that happen in my personal life. And where did you get your start as a musician?
Musician, it was definitely Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah, like growing up, I was into music, but I wasn't into recording. That wasn't a goal of mine. Like, that kind of just, like, I want to say happened overnight, but I don't want to say that because my friends was rapping, and I was always, like, just in the back. I was supportive. You know what I mean? Then at one point, like, I seen opportunity. I just took it.
Mm. That's interesting that you say that. So when you, like, because in a sense, like most of us, like when we get started, like we usually start in, I would say, based off of being influenced by seeing somebody that inspired us to actually get started in music. Who would you say was your main inspiration to get started?
It's hard. I mean, I grew up like in a household of rap and all kind of stuff. So like, it's always been around, but I feel like it's kind of hard. It's a couple of rappers, depending on the year. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to keep it 100. And so, when I first started rapping, my friends put me on Davies. And then I was, like, in tune with him. Before that, it was Chick's Drugs. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, mainstream, but not really there yet. You know what I mean? Like, he was just getting to where he should have been at when he passed away. But Chick's definitely...
Interesting. And your name, CJ DeCannon, I'm pretty sure that has like a very interesting idea behind it. Like, what made you come up with that as a pseudonym?
Well, my nickname was Cannon first. Well, CJ first, then I went to Cannon. So just the Cannon name being like basketball originally. Then and it kind of took over in the streets. And then the rap name was Kanan. You look up and you couldn't figure out like who's who. Like, it's hard to find just Kanan. There's a million Kanan. So like, my Instagram is CJ Lil Kanan. So I just like said, let me switch it up and just make it like identity. Not an identity change, but a marketing change. Mm. It's kind of easier to market CJ to Kanan than Kanan.
That's weird, though. I wouldn't say I'm a psychic or anything. I do feel like one sometimes. But I you did kind of strike me as a basketball player.
Yeah, I definitely did play ball.
What was your position?
Point guard.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, of course, of course. Like 5'7", so.
I was a center. I was a center. I don't know why they made me a center, but, you know, our team was trash. I keep telling everybody they were trash. I was holding the whole team together. They didn't know how to run plays, drills, or anything like that. So shame on them. Sheesh. Yeah, they...
Was that JV? What's going on?
I was in the 10th grade on a varsity team.
Oh, okay. That's lit.
Yeah, I was really headed towards, you know, sports. I ran track and all that fun stuff. So... Trust me, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, now I do a little travel flag football. I didn't play football, like, growing up, really. So now, like, that's something that helps me travel, get around, little mini vacations and stuff. Keeps me in shape. So.
Oh, that's good, though. That's good, because it's nice to dabble into a lot of different things to see where you fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to stay busy. I mean, like, idle minds, like, devil's backyard. So, like, And I know that through experience, so I just try to stay busy.
Oh, yeah, of course. Especially with, you know, even for myself as a rapper, I said, you know, you kind of, I wouldn't say you get tired of it, but it's like you kind of want to see what else you can do to, in a sense, contribute to the culture, if anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as far as, so you're in Virginia now. Mm-hmm. What's that scene like down there as far as like being able to promote yourself and get yourself out there, even with, you know, obviously quarantine and all that stuff?
How do I explain this? It's not really much love for somebody from the city. I mean, like, I know a lot of people out here, but it's just, it's kind of hard to explain. It's like, I'm not the hometown favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So like, that's why, like, in a way, kind of pushes me not to like claim Virginia, but just the person in me, I have to.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's kind of hard to move a little bit because there's not a lot of opportunities to network either. You know what I mean? That's the biggest issue, is the networking.
Yeah.
For me to network, I would have to go like an hour away, hour and a half away, just to even get in like the scene of where a lot of the music is at.
Interesting. Because I have a co-host. She's from Lynchburg. And I'm and funny how I say, you know, co-host.
Oh,
we mm-hmm. made that happen because, you know, there aren't a lot of opportunities down there for her for mm-hmm. what it is that she's trying to do, which is, you know, podcasting and radio and DJing. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, you know, I'm in New York. I'm an internet person. I like making internet friendships. So we kind of came together in this networking opportunity online and started our own radio show. So, I mean, I totally understand, especially being out there, how difficult it is. I mean, I'm in New York and, you know, I think the biggest issue in New York right now is that everybody wants to say, I did it. So if they're all saying that, you know, they don't want to work with anybody or network like that up here. I mean, maybe some of us have to go to other spots and locations to network properly.
Yeah. Like, I got to travel to New York. I got to travel to Jersey. I mean, that's where I normally go for the majority of my stuff. I mean, shout out to Neff Nuff Said. He's an artist in the North Virginia area, and he's helped book 90% of my shows, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, big shout out to him.
That's good, though. That's good. So you've done shows and stuff like that. Like, how far deep are you into your career right now with music?
I am 4 and a half. 4.5 years in. I'm on my fourth mixtape. I mean, I done put in a lot of pain and a lot of money. A lot of, like, long nights, a lot of no sleep nights, a lot of it. So, I'm deep in. I'm very well invested.
That's good. That's good. So, when all this is over with the quarantine and stuff like that, what do you think is the first thing you're going to do as far as pushing out your projects? And because I know I have an EP dropping myself, and I don't even know where to start.
I mean, I think everybody kind of is ready to perform.
I think so too.
You know what I mean? Like, I've actually had time to practice it, you know, because, you know, when you perform, you got to think about your breaths. And, I mean, you got to breathe.
Right.
Like, so, I mean, as far as promoting, though, my music, I kind of go the same way.
Right.
Internet. You got to put money behind it. I've been working with Google and YouTube for marketing advantages. So I've been putting my money into that. So, I mean, I just got to keep working. And something knocks my door.
Yeah, definitely. Because with a lot of artists, especially that I've been educating and teaching, is that, you know, a lot of people don't like to spend money. And it's not because they don't have it. I don't think it's because they don't have it. It's just because they don't know where to spend it and if it's going to benefit, you know, their ideas of where they plan on going with their career as well.
I mean, and you don't know who to trust. You don't know who's genuine with what they're offering you. And I mean, some people, you got to send money to strangers.
Yeah.
You have a metaphor that you have no poor with, so it can. I've lost a couple of dollars through doing that, but I mean, luckily it wasn't nothing huge, but still, it could have been.
Yeah, because it's especially Instagram land, it's like a cesspool of everyone that.
Oh, right now, I can get you this marketing package, I can do this, I can do that. That's running up on DMs. That's like an everyday thing. It's like,
yeah,
where I've been at sometimes. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, because most of the time, you know, these scammers, and that's what they are. Because I just read an article today about how you have companies that want to hold Instagram and Facebook responsible for allowing scammers to even advertise on there.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of that going on, especially with, you know, the almighty playlists. You know, you just, oh my god,
playlist. Yeah.
I'm like, look, man, please, If you rock with the right people, which I feel like my spot has always been Twitter. I don't really trust Instagram and Facebook too much, but Twitter has been my spot where I've met so many dope curators and just people that actually have the ball rolling on their end. They may not have thousands and thousands and thousands of followers, but I know that I got at least 740 of my streams from networking on there this month.
Okay.
So it's definitely helpful. Yeah.
I mean, that's why it's good to get relationships with people. Like, I don't normally like doing business with people. It doesn't feel genuine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you want to help me, or you say, you know, I can do this for you, blah, 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 I'd rather you, like, show me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just, like, give me a glimpse. Like, see how I can do that.
Yeah, because you can't trust reviews either, because you could buy reviews now. Like, so.
That's true. That is true. That is true.
So you're basically saying like that aspect is like the only obstacle you're facing with so far online is just the networking aspect, which is totally understandable. I know that I network heavy all day, even if it doesn't go anywhere. You know, I do talk to a lot of people. Uh-huh. And of course, I try not to use my cards, like as far as like, you know, my dad's been in this business since I was an infant. So I try not to use that card.
Okay.
You don't want to use the, you know, I'm calling my dad card, because that's makes me feel like I didn't work hard for it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So listen.
I still got these damn headphones. That's crazy.
I just noticed that too. I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's
what
okay. I'm sure nobody will mind. So let's talk about your projects. Tell us about, like, what made you come up with some of your songs, your tracks? Like, what is your whole idea of your creations? Like, what are they about?
my emotions. You know what I mean? Things I've been through, things I go through, things that I'm seeing. Like my first mixtape, that was really big. That was a dark song for me. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of emotional songs. Even if they're like upbeat, when you listen to them, they have like some good meanings behind it. So that's the first one. The second one, Dark Facts 2, which is on Spinrilla. The first one's on SoundCloud. The second one's on Spinrilla, hosted by DJ Trill. Mm-hmm. That was at the time, that was Project Pat's manager. And I also have Project Pat on that mixtape.
Oh.
So shout out to them. That one's more of me still trying to find myself and like find different sounds. Because at the time, like, I was getting compared to like Don Q and Davies.
Oh, wow.
You sound like them. So, I mean, which is good, but I wanted to find, I have to find my own voice.
Yeah.
So it took a little bit longer for that third mixtape to come out on top of me dropping singles in between. It took a while, like a little bit longer, but I feel like the third mixtape was my best mixtape as far as like full package, the from top to bottom, it just all went together and it started to show people like what I can bring to the table and how I can, like how I found my sound, where I haven't heard you sound like Don Q, Davies in like forever. And then the fourth one is just, it's like the third one, just a little bit more up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This one, I only have one feature on there. Normally I have like two or three on each one, but I decided I wanted to do just one feature.
Well, that's not bad, because I know, like, I haven't done a mixtape in about maybe 3 years, and people were saying it wasn't a mixtape because I made all the beats for it and it wasn't like I was hopping on something existing. But I take my hat off to anyone that can actually sit and be like creating projects back to back to back, because I'm just like still learning, I would say, in a sense, as an artist. But that comparison is not too bad, because imagine being a woman being compared to freaking Drake. I'm like, I don't sound like Drake.
Yeah.
Drake sounds like me. So that's what I'd be telling me. It sounds like me. I don't sound like him, but I hear it, you know, and sometimes that's good that, you know, to have a person to be able to pinpoint who you kind of like mirror a little bit, but not 100%. So I definitely do get what you mean by you're trying to find yourself as an artist. Is that because maybe, like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like artists, you know, we get a little bit nervous because we don't want to be, I would say, called out like we're trying to bite off of somebody when we're really not. It's just, you know, everyone has like a similar cadence somehow, but not 100%.
I learned from Jay-Z to not really let that bother you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, as many lines and verses that he's jacked from Biggie, I'm okay with what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, that's the goal. So, I mean, he solidified it that it's okay. So, I mean, it's a blessing.
That's weird. That's funny you said that, because Biggie's one of my favorite rappers. And okay, you know, I was having a debate with my man about that the other day, because somebody said Pun was better than Biggie, and I just almost flipped out.
I live right up the block from his mom's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when I was in the Bronx.
Oh, my gosh.
That was pretty cool. I met her, like, twice.
Oh, you did?
Just growing up. I mean, she lived right there, so we go into the same supermarket.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. That's so
cool. At the time, it was Mets. I don't know if they still have that, but they have Mets out there.
I think so. Because I'm on, where were you in the Bronx? Like, what area in the Bronx you were
in? I lived in Soundview. Oh. I went to school at CS102. That's on Taylor and Archer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So that's by Parkchester.
Oh, okay. Because I'm by Westchester Avenue. I think everybody says they're by Westchester Avenue when they don't want to give out the full 411. Like, where this bitch minx that lives at? Yeah, I live right by 4. Well, I was about to give it all out.
You're about to say it? Yeah, you're about to get it dropped.
Yeah, I'm like, come at me, bro. Come at me. Yeah. That was okay. So, you have any visuals or anything? Like, you have any music videos? Are you planning any?
I have ideas of some new ones. I shot two over the Corona season, which is Love Them Niggas and Score.
Mm-hmm.
Now things are picking back up. My guys, they're around the world. Like, you know, they go to China and everywhere. It's hard to, like, get them.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest with you. So visuals, I mean, that's what I was struggling with for a while as far as finding the right people.
Yeah.
But I found them, but now I still need Plan B.
Yeah. Or they could do what I did, which is I just bought the fucking equipment and I'm just, right?
Yeah, I when I first started, I bought the camera. And I mean, you can kind of see that if you check my YouTube out. It's my first like video I dropped. It was like a vlog that we shot, just trying to do it ourselves. And it's cool. I mean, now that I look back, I definitely enjoyed it. And I respect the fact that I even did that. But I got to be as much like as professional as possible.
Right. Because I know there was some people that were outsourcing that. Like, they were just like, it was very creative. I saw it online. They're like, look, you shoot your video and you send me the files and I'll, you know, put it together for you. Which is dope. But I'm like, I got to be there. I got to give my creative input.
I'm actually going through that right now. I shot some shit for what I did over this weekend. I had an interview, etc. And I did all the footage. Me and my team did all the footage. We're going to send it off. So it's going to be the first time I try that.
That's not bad. That's good, though. I got to see it when it's finished, though, because I'm kind of like...
I got you.
I'm a little nervous. I'm like, I can shoot it. I got the GoPro. I got the you know, the Lumix, the Panasonic. I've shot videos for artists before. Like, it's weird because when you do your own, it don't come out right. You just like, but then when you got somebody saying,
you can't.
No, go ahead. No, I was gonna say when I'm doing it for somebody else, like if I was to shoot your video, I would give you like 100% of like where you wanted. As opposed to what I want for myself, because I see other people's visions better than my own, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, I normally go to my videographers with an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then I let them, like, sketch up some. And then we just piggyback off of each other. But originally, majority of it is my idea. I just don't know how to put it on paper into words.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, trying to describe it. Like, so imagine this and imagine that. And then we put it together. I just can't wait till the opportunity that I can like co-produce it as far as like edit it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to be with them when they do it, because I want to pick up stuff, because I don't like depending on everybody. Like 90% of my music, 95% of my music, I've mixed myself.
Oh.
You know, even though my last tape was majority mixed by my guy Dope Kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's only 5% of my total body of work. You know what I mean?
That's pretty
just
good.
My mixtape, trust me. Yeah, it's crazy.
And people don't understand that, like, because we're both the same in that aspect. I mean, besides, you know, I feel like when you're making a song and you're editing it, because I do a lot of my own mixes and obviously the beats too, but it's different when you're, you know, you created the whole thing by yourself. I think like artists, they don't get how difficult it is to, you know, do all of that and then have a launch date in your mind. So you're like, okay, I want to launch this in 3 months, but then that one mix ain't right. You're just like, shit, like there's something wrong with that. There's a frequency that's not supposed to be there and I can't get it out. So now I got to go back in and record this whole verse again. And then you're just like, man, this verse had more energy than the first verse. Now I got to go back and record the first verse. And then you're just like, what? I'm going to just nix this whole thing and I'm going to just do it all over again. And then you're just sitting there like, damn, I kind of like the last version better.
Uh-huh.
It's like consistently.
It's the funny time. Like the morning time is when I can cook up.
Me
like,
too.
I can cook up. Yes, in the morning, boom. So let's say I'm at work. So by the time I get back to even record, it's over. It's like, what the fuck? Like,
I know. Yeah, I know that feeling. Happened. Yeah.
Like, I even make the voice memo just so I don't forget the cadence. Nothing. Try to do it later on.
Well, that's
at
what
one
I
point,
had.
I could do it.
That's what I had did. At first, it started off as, you know, voice memos. And then when my dad was telling me, because my dad helped me build my studio. And I was getting frustrated because I was like, yo, this shit keep crashing. And I got this fucking idea in my head. And then my friend was like, he sent me a track and I was going to play it on my show. I said, yo, this shit is hot. He goes, yo, Minx, I did the whole thing on my phone. I said, that's bullshit. He said, nah, I did the whole thing on my phone. Dead ass. I said, with this quality? He's like, yeah, with this quality. I said, okay. So he had the iPhone. Man, I just did my full EP on my iPhone. Like, dead ass.
Sheesh. I know somebody that does that. They would put me onto it.
I mean, you know what? It's not any different. You know, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I've been getting a lot of flack from a lot of engineers and producers for that, because they look at it as being lazy and shit. I said, what the fuck is so lazy about putting your child to bed and trying to mix down some vocals? Like, it's great, but just like how you said, I wake up in the morning, I'm making coffee, and automatically I get an idea. And I'm like, I got to work on this shit today. And then it becomes an all-day event. And you wasn't planning on doing that. I was planning on playing, Call of Duty all day today. But now I got to work on a fucking song. That's just...
Do you want a P4 or the Xbox?
Xbox.
Well, I mean, Call of Duty, it's
yeah, it's cross-platform. It's my brother plays on his PC, so it's cool. But
I'll be hacking shit. That's what you're
doing. No, the new Call of Duty that came out is cross-platform. So you can play against PS4, Xbox, and PC. That's the new one.
Okay.
But other than that, you know, I'm more of a Rainbow Six Siege girl. You know, I play my GTA 5. Oh. I be going ham.
Yeah, I'm a 2K Madden type.
Oh, Lord.
I just got on Call of Duty this year. So.
Oh, you're a 2K-er, huh? Me and my homegirl be playing that shit together. No, but that's good. That's good. Have you thought about perhaps, like, you know, pushing your music for licensing in the future? Because I know I'm thinking about doing that. I want my song on the next GTA.
I wanna get the study of that, because it's so much, like, copyright and stuff, patenting your name, all that. It's like, sheesh. Like, I see why they pay all the money for the lawyers.
Yeah, because I know with licensing is different, because they want to make sure that whatever's in that pool, they don't have to hit you up for nothing but your payment information. Who are we paying, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the most important, like, I mean, because I've been dabbling a little bit into the education behind licensing, because even myself, I'm like, look, I see my friends are making more money selling their beats and shit to freaking makeup tutorials. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I watch, like on Facebook, how they creep up on you with these DIYs and stuff. And you're just like, you're not even worried about the DIY. You're like, yo, this song is hot. And everybody in the comments writing, what's the name of the song? What's the name of the song? You're taking out your phone. You're trying to do the Shazam shit. Can't find it. Come to find out that, you know, these people are licensing their music to YouTube. They're licensing their music. So I'm like, the licensing game is about to blow up when all this is done. Because if quarantine doesn't let up, or this is going to go into, I think they said, the second wave, and we're going to be trapped in this house till next year, I'm going to have to think about that. Because it sucks.
Yeah, you got to find a way how to make more money.
Yeah. I mean, I the majority of us, I know people be laughing at me, but I'll be on my show and I'll be talking and shit. And next thing I know, I say something. I'm like, yo, that shit sounded cool. And I just make a t-shirt and I'll put it in my merch store and people buy it. And I'm like, I guess that's my hustle too. I mean, I don't know. I just make shit up. I'm just weird like that. I'd just be like, what did I say to my co-host? I said,
see, I said, there goes right there. I just make shit up.
Yeah, I just make
shit. That's a t-shirt
right there. No, yeah. I was chilling and I was talking about some bitch that got on my nerves, and I said, you know, this bitch needs to kiss my ads. And everyone just started laughing. Kiss my ads. I said, what? So that became a shirt, and I just ordered them. Came in and I put it up. I said, it came. And now people are like, I want that shirt. And I'm like, damn, it's not going to drop yet until the EP does. But to see how we all making different ways of income, because a lot of people think it's all about streams and it's all about sales, and they're forgetting about the other types of commerce you need to be, you know, be bringing in as far as like features and, you know, all that other good stuff. So as far as your movement that you have going on right now, what more can we expect from you, let's say, within the next 6 months or so? Like, do you plan on traveling even, like traveling past Virginia and New York and Jersey, yeah, which I'm probably going to catch you at too.
I want to. Probably. Yeah, I want to travel wherever it takes me, honestly. But right now my plans are singles. I have a joint EP coming out. Mm-hmm. That's a little spoiler alert.
Ooh.
That's what one of my, it's a friend. I mean, he goes by the name of Trip Out. He's on the mixtape. Mm-hmm. Envious is this song that he's on. Everybody's loving that one. But yeah, it's gonna be singles. I got some shit for the ladies. I got two tracks for the ladies, and then I got that joint EP. So I'm just trying to figure out the timing on it, because the date that we want to have the EP on will kind of interfere with the tracks that I want to drop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I want to be able to promote all three of them the right way, both songs and the EP. So I'm just trying to figure out how to do that.
Well, that's good, though. I know we had a debate a couple of weeks ago. I had actually said, I said, what's up with these rappers? They ain't putting out no songs for the ladies. What is up with that? And then you hit me with that you got two songs coming out for the ladies.
I mean, I needed it. Honestly, I got like two or three already. It's Talk to Me Part Two. Talk to Me One, that was a trial and error song.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those when I look at it, when I listen to it now, I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? But I mean, in 2015, it was rocking, so fuck it. But I got Talk to Me Part Two. That's a mix I did over the Bryson Tiller. I forgot the name of the song, but yeah, that's that. And I got a song called Ghosts.
Ghosts, okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's about just me disappearing on a check or some shit like that.
look, as long as you keep it real, that's what I ask all the time. I'm like, just keep it real. I mean, that's not too bad though, because you know we need more tracks. Regarding that, because it's like most of the songs I hear today, you know, it's just, you know, shoot him, and, you know, steal his money. We need to hear something else. I need to hear, I don't know, like even I would say for myself, I do appreciate music where people are actually in their feelings and talking about, you know, what's going on with them mentally and spiritually, as well as relationship wise, lack thereof, or if there is one. So that's pretty dope. Cause I know before we started, you you had said that you ain't interested in none of that shit. You're like, nah, that ain't for me right now.
Yeah, I don't want, I honestly try to just separate my personal life from like this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of people, like when you get on and you don't have privacy, like I can only imagine how that feels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's no source of privacy. Like, I can't go to a gas station without getting like pictures taken of me. Some wild shit. You know what I mean? Just
Yeah, I feel the same way. Even you know, I have my man, and this is what used to make me frustrated, is that, you know, I don't ever post pictures of us online. People think it's because I'm ashamed and shit. I'm like, no, because you got business and you got personal. So if people want to know me personally, I'm like, yeah, I'll let you get a sneak peek into my life, but you know, we're just like weird. But having a family and then doing music, I mean, I know that's very difficult for a lot of people that, you know, who are dating. I've been an engineer in studios where dudes used to come in with their baby moms and shit, and you know, they leave, and then next thing you know, the girlfriend comes in. But my job is to engineer. I'm just here to mix the tracks. I don't know nothing. I don't hear nothing. Just pass the blunt this way and keep it moving. that was my thing. I was like, was he here with, I'm like, I don't know, ma'am. All I know is that this mix is lit. That's all I know.
She's sitting there saying, girl, cool. Come on.
Look, there's an engineer code. You know what I mean? And my engineer, I had a big sign up that says, you know, you come in, you do your job, and get the fuck out of my space. That's it. That was all it was. Uh-huh. So trust me, I do know there's a lot of artists even now that consult with me. And they're like, you know, I think I got to drop this bitch. I'm like, why? Because she stay asking me. I be in the studio. I don't even fucking sit down yet. Hey, what time are you coming home? I didn't even set up nothing yet. I'm like, well, the problem with that is that you can't date a rapper or a singer or an engineer or a producer if you ain't going to be cool with the fact that we're going to be ignoring you for a while. So that's the reality that a lot of people don't understand. It's like, this is a passion. You know what I'm saying? This is our passion. Yeah,
you have to blank out everything sometimes.
Yeah, you have to. I was single before I met my man. I was single for about maybe 2.5 years because I was more focused on me. And a lot of people don't focus on themselves, and then they wind up just losing themselves to the wrong people. So I definitely do preach that a lot, especially in this business. You know, you're going to get temptations and you're going to get, you know, made to be looked bad, I would say. Some people will try to make you look like you're doing something you ain't supposed to be doing and then mess that whole package up. So trust me, I get why you're very adamant on that aspect. So ladies, back the fuck off. Yeah, you focus. And that's good. So as far as your connection, I know we both have a mutual connection with Marvin from the Famco. And when he told me he had an amazing interview for me, I was excited because it's been stagnant a little bit because a lot of people don't understand, you know, the process of interviewing online these days. They're used to going to the studio. They're used to going to, you know, being in a studio location. So this is kind of different for a lot of people.
Yeah, this is my second interview of life. my first virtual.
Oh, that's good. I've conducted a lot of virtual interviews, and I'm in my sixth season for my show for it.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, because I was like, I ain't trying to meet up with nobody, so.
He wanted me to do some Monday motivation thing, and I was telling him, I'm like, yo, I'm not used to just talking to my phone. Just talking to myself on the phone, like, I don't really do that. Like, so, I mean, I got to get used to a lot of things. This was one of them.
Yeah, it's a big change. It really is, because I don't like talking to my phone either. I don't like talking to my computer screen, and I definitely hate having a mic in my face 24/7, 365.
Yeah. You have to get used to turning that on and off switch.
Yes.
Sometimes. Because certain ways I'd answer certain questions, I might not do that in an interview.
Yeah. Also to decompress, you know, from all of this being online all the time and stuff like that. But that's what happens, you know. Unfortunately, from my research that I've done, you know, everybody wants to see a visual. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have the hottest music, and you could just be like, yo, play this shit. And they'll be like, yo, this shit is hot. But then they're going to say, where's the video? I'm like, video? Yeah, you got a video for it? I'm like, no. Should I?
And that was my main goal. Once we had to sit down for the COVID shit, I gotta get these videos done.
Yeah.
But I knew that that's what I was lacking in at the moment. And I just had to do that. But like I said, that was my main focus.
Well, that's good though, because all this is gonna be over, I think, very soon. I believe so. I keep my fingers crossed, because we've been like hibernating in heat for like, what, the last 6 months, just producing, recording, engineering, just ready to get back out there. And now it's like, you know, it seems like the people that were sleeping, you know, the people that weren't really paying attention, they're realizing that, oh shit, time is running out. I got to now get in it and get myself out there. And we're like, wait a minute. And we've been working on these projects this whole time. So we got to deal with that surge.
It did not stop. I think I ran up like 20 tracks since COVID. I might only keep five of them, to be honest with you. But I'm the type, like, I don't want to be stuck on one song.
Right.
So I just keep pushing it. I will go back to it if I have to. But I do not get stuck on one song. I will wait till I'm stuck. Try to smoke. I'm going to come back to it. Nothing. All right, next track. Play something. Come up with something else.
Yeah.
That's just how I operate with it.
So that's how you do it. So you basically, because I know I get stuck. I get production block, which is trash. Uh-huh. So to be a producer and to get production block, and then you have a song in mind, but then you can't work on that because now you got writer's block. I try not to be stuck on the same song for a long period of time too. And usually sometimes I believe, like my dad tells me, that maybe is supposed to be a feature, or maybe you're supposed to just give that beat to somebody else.
Yeah.
So that's why I get frustrated too, because even as a producer, I give beats away. You know, I don't charge people for beats and shit. I mean, if they think it's hot, great. But I get frustrated when, you know, I'm a producer that gives beats to people, and then I'm just sitting here waiting, like, okay, did you do it yet? Did you hop on it? You know, remember you put a tweet out, you said you need a beat, and I done thrown you a beat, and you're releasing new music on top of that shit. And then you take the beat back, and then you're an evil person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's crazy. I mean, I can understand sometimes, like, not being able, like, you might like the beat, but then it just might not be for you.
Right.
Like, that happens between me and my producer. Like, I'll send you beats, and they're good beats, but what I'm looking for right this second, or what I'm trying, like, it's just not clicking. Like, when he sends it to me at first, like, I don't want to, I can come up with something. But then, like I said, by the time I get to the studio, it's over. So now when he sends me shit, I wait till I'm in the studio to listen to
it. Yeah, I know that feeling. You know
what I mean? Because I'll be feeling bad, because it's like he'll send me a track, and then I'll send him a track back using somebody else's beat.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, can you mix this for me? But shout out to him, because he's never once complained. That's a real one right there. I swear to God.
That's good, though.
Because I be feeling bad sometimes. Because it's like, I want to do your track. And now, he produced Love the Niggas on a mixtape. So I was able to use one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to happen to him. He's going to get, because he's from Boston. So okay. He's from that area. And he has a specific sound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have a specific sound in a way. But, like, right now, my shit's, like, transforming. Like, I'm going through a phase where, like, 90% of the tracks that are coming out are, like, for the ladies. It's just some soft shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's nothing like none of my mixtapes that I got, besides the one that I'm working on with the other artist. But my shit is all, like, for the females right now.
That's good,
but I have two good ones that were dropping. The other ones are like rough drafts and experiments and shit like that. Like,
so you always, you on your ABC life, you always be creating.
Yeah, I try to. I mean, whether it's between that, photos, like everything. I want to be in all aspects, fashion, everything.
Fashion?
But I have to focus on music first, because I have to. That's gonna open up the gates.
It is, and it really does, especially when you're building like your fan base and stuff like that. I definitely know, like, I had to dabble into like 100 different things in order to just build like that solid, you know, following, because that's a lot of people they really struggle with not only getting the following but keeping them. That's why I be saying, like, you know, these only fans chicks, I'm like, yo, I take my hat off to you. You know what I'm saying? But there's going to be the next chick that comes along that may twerk better than you, or may, you know, do something better than you. But when it comes to that, like, I've been educating and saying we should all have, like, subscriber-based services or certain setup, because we never know, like, what people may invest in, is especially like, let's say, I hate to use this as an example, but Nicki Minaj and Tekashi 6ix9ine, even though I can't stand them at all, I was very upset about how they can monetize their release better, because it's all about knowing who your fan base is, of course, but also, can you keep these people as a monthly subscriber, and do those numbers matter at that point? So it's hard. A lot of people don't understand the marketing aspect of that part. Because I said, for even for my podcast, I was like, I don't mind doing shit for free. Don't get me wrong, but can you pay me $1 a month? So if y'all got 100 motherfuckers rocking with me, and y'all all can't pay me $1 a month, then that means I'm not doing my job. So that's the same thing.
I mean, I won't say that. I won't say that. This motherfuckers is cheap. You can't get motherfuckers to download something for free. Like, you know how many times that we have, I'll drop something and somebody just be like, yo, send it to me. The fuck you mean send it to you? Where do you think it's at? Drop the video, go to YouTube.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I got to send it to everybody that is personally in my contact, because you won't be lazy. They can't just download something for free. So I won't say you're not working hard or it's not paying off. It's, I mean, technically it's not paying off, but
yeah,
that's just people being lazy, honestly. I mean, that's like, all right, to go back to the OnlyFans, like, why am I going to pay for OnlyFans if Pornhub's free?
Real talk, though, that is kind of true, because...
But yet, you won't just click my shit for free.
That is true, though. And that's what's always bothered me. I usually chalk it down to maybe they just don't want to support because they just don't like you, or they don't want to see you grow, or they don't want to see you be successful. So they won't even give you the free shit, because it costs literally no money to share a link, to watch 30 seconds of something, to listen to 30 seconds of something. But you have fans of these celebrities that they'll get VPN servers. They'll stream the same song all night between 100 people. They will go hard for these celebrities. But when it comes to local acts, y'all can't even share nothing for free. Just share it. Just be like, look, you know what? I like this. I'm sharing it. And they don't understand what that does for our analytics, how it makes us see where we're being heard from. It's that all ties into how we're going to do better in marketing and advertisement, because I do advertising as well. I buy ads. I pay for ads. I pay for my song to pop up on Dat Piff. So you could be listening to Dat Piff and you're going to see my ad because I'm investing in that. But it's not going to work if you're not sharing my shit. And I don't know that, okay, my target audience is in California, so put this ad in California. Like, just shit like that. They don't see the benefits of that.
Yeah.
And that's what sucks about, like, the whole thing. But as far as your music that you have out, so it's only on YouTube. It's on YouTube, and it's also on, you said, Spinrella, and what was the other?
Spinrella, Spotify, iTunes.
Okay, so you have it distributed.
Yeah, I have it everywhere besides, like, Dat Piff. I want to say Dark Facts 2 is on my mixtapes as well. Yeah, it is on my mixtapes.
So I got to check out your whole discography then, because I like to see when it comes to artists that I meet. I'm not one of those fake ass, let's say, radio hosts and shit. I'd be like, yo, thank you so much. I'm applying. Yo, I was bumping your shit all day. I'd be like, no, I don't do that. When I meet a new artist, I don't play their music first. I like to get to know them first. I like to get your personality first, because if I like you and I think you're a pretty cool person, then I'm going to now get to know you on a level that's more personal, which is musically. A lot of people I meet along the way, the first thing they hit me is, I got 13,000 streams last month. I'm like, okay, and? You know, that streams don't mean shit to me. I don't care about numbers. I care about who you are as an artist, how you got your start as an artist, what your drive is as an artist, what pushes you. And then when I play your music, I literally sit back with a glass of wine and my doobie, and I'm chilling, and I'm trying to connect with that artist on that level. So I'm a very deep person on that level.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this. If you sit down and listen to my music, let's say you listen from 1 to 4, one thing that you will get out of it is progression.
Yes. And where should I start? That's the one question. Where should I start exactly?
You want to go to SoundCloud and find Dark Facts.
Dark Facts.
Boom. Now, see, all right, so for instance, like, Dark Facts 1, its numbers are up because I put in the time to add for promo and everything. So after my second mixtape, I don't even think I put my second mixtape on there, but if I think I did. But after that, I didn't really promote SoundCloud. So they're just thrown on there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We're not really, because everything at that point was pushed to Spotify and Apple Music, et cetera. So you start there, then you go to Spinrilla, then you get the Dark Facts 2. Then iTunes or Spotify, whatever one you have, is 3 and 4.
That sounds like a fun treasure map.
Love it. It's a scavenger hunt.
That sounds like a dope-ass treasure map.
To find out all the Dark Facts.
And you know what? I'm definitely, because, you know, when I have my interviews, I listen extensively. Uh-huh. Pick out, obviously, my top five favorites. And then I write an article. And then on my article, I'm very detailed. A lot of people said, yo, there's no way, this one artist, there's no way possible you listen to all five EPs. I said, yes, the fuck I did. Back to back. And I wrote my synopsis and I said, yep, this is an album y'all gotta check out. And a lot of people really do trust my judgment when I say that they should listen to something, because I'm a big, heavy listener to lyrics, delivery, how the song makes me feel, how the song probably made you feel, and why I think people should hear it. And that's a thorough person that really cares about music, I believe.
Okay. And I remember you saying something like emotional songs or like deep songs.
I love it.
Okay. SoundCloud, I want you to listen to Vent Part 2.
Okay. That's the
one right there.
That's my homework. That's definitely my homework.
Between that and Ball Game, and about Skrilla intro, that's another one. But as far as like the quality and stuff like that, like that Part 2.
Okay. And just like I always say,
is my favorite.
I always say to everybody, look, now if I become a fan and I start blowing up your phone, like, yo, my God, yo, this, yo, I can't believe that, yo, this shit was, you're going to be like, yo, Minx, thanks. Okay. 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you still listening to this shit?
That's lit though, because like, look at it. Like, I only know you through this. You feel what I'm saying? And you can support like that, and it'd be genuine. People you know personally drop something. It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. Go check that out.
Yeah,
you know
they
what I mean?
Do.
It was like, yo, go check that out. Like, okay, go check that out.
And I go hard. I go hard, like literally. I care about music that much because I was born into it. My dad and I, we share a musical connection. So to grow up in it, to be in the studio live, to, you know, go through 9 times out of like the 10 stuff that people don't go through on, you know, like living in a studio, you know, I totally feel music differently than others.
Okay.
So if it's emotional, like I had one of my dudes sent me a record. He says, don't laugh at me, Minx. I said, all right. I'm listening to it. I call him back. I said, yo, what's going on with you, bro? Who broke your heart? And I was just thinking about my ex. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, keep thinking about her because this shit is hot.
You make your best tracks and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Heartbreak, disappointment, resentment. Hate, anger, jealousy, all of that shit. Yeah, because if it's not from personal experience, I can tell. Like when these rappers are out talking about, yo, I've been shooting and killing and all that, I'm like, look, I know killers. They're not glorifying that they killed somebody. They're actually, some of them are really hurt by the acts that they had to commit. So when they're glorifying that shit, I'm like, you ain't killed nobody. You never took a life. You never, like, especially with money too. People that got money, they don't have to floss it. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to hold money to their ears and shit.
Yeah.
I could, a person come up to me and say, Minx, you, can I get a dollar? I can have 10 grand in my pocket. I'll still tell you I'm broke. Like, that's just my mentality, because people are always watching and they're always pocket watching and ear hustling and eye hustling. So I always tell these young rappers that come to me for advice, I tell them, look, the best thing to do is to always look broke, always act stupid, but don't be stupid. Like, just don't do it. Because, you know, even in the workplace, when you come out and you say that you're intelligent in certain things, they put more shit on your plate, and you ain't making that kind of money to be doing all the stuff that you say that you could do. So, and they'll never pay us more than what a CEO would make. So that's why I said I'd rather just be a CEO and fuck all that. So, it's true.
It's crazy. I have a line about that. About playing broke.
Yeah, you do.
I said, I love New York, but I hate to pay the toll and be asking for so much while I'm always playing broke. I was just like doing some parallel shit.
I like that.
I do the same shit. Yeah, I ain't got it. Let me say I'm broke, baby.
Yeah, I thought I was the only one, but I don't. You know, if you were to see the last phone that I had, you'd be like, "Come on, Minx." But it wasn't that I didn't have the money to buy a new phone. I just said, "Look, the shit still works. I'm gonna use it." You know what I'm saying? People was laughing at me. Oh, you talk about you got a business. You talk about you got this. I'm like, look. Does it pick up the phone? Does it make phone calls? Can I take pictures with it? Can I check my bank account with it? If I can, I ain't getting rid of it. So until my screen...
My phone's not money making, so I can't need it.
Yeah. Well, at this point, yeah, because I was like, yeah, at this point, when I bought my new phone, I felt so guilty. I was like, oh my God. They were like, why are you so upset? I don't do plans. I don't do contracts. So I got to pay full price. I said, five what? This shit better turn on by itself. So trust me, I'm glad we get each other on that. If I got to play broke, I'm going to play broke. But, so to close out, do you have, like, what are some words of encouragement that you can give to the masses about anything that's on your mind, whether it's music, real life, let us know.
To sum it up in a nutshell, and this sounds so cliche, but just keep going hard. Like, I'm not where I want to be, but I know, like, my work is going to pay.
That's not cliche at all.
Invest in yourself. Trust your gut. That's a fact. Don't listen outside of quality over quantity, definitely.
Right.
Definitely quality over quantity. That's the main thing. And just stay focused, bro. Like, don't, like, if you got goals to be a rapper, be a rapper. You can't be one foot in, one foot out, especially in the streets with it. So that's not gonna lead to a promising career. You know what I mean? So just stay focused. That's the main.
That's dope. I like that. And it's not, I don't really find that cliche at all, because I don't think a lot of people have that person to tell them that in their life.
Well, yeah. I mean, and you got to be patient. I mean, because look, I've been doing this for 5 years. I'm not still to that next level. Like, just getting to the point of a couple hundred people at a show knowing my words would be fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, most people offer it just want the big crowd. Give me them small rooms first. You know what I mean? So you have to work your way. Don't worry about just being like one hit wonder who's shooting straight to the top. Because then you have no foundation.
Right.
You have no leverage. You have no resume to back up nothing that you have. Like, people say, oh, you have 4 mixtapes and you're still rapping. Why aren't you signed yet? Like, I'd have been gave up. That's because you have no drive. Like, if I'm at 4 mixtapes and I'm getting better, you don't think I'm not going to get better on the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th? I'm going to have more content, do more things with it. So, I just feel like you just got to keep your foot on people's necks. And just, even if it's not, if you're not even working on music, you have to work on other aspects of it. You know, you have to work on videos or ideas or just schemes of strategies and marketing and even how you post your pictures, like what you use to post your pictures. Like, you got to be up to par when you drive. Like, it's just a lot, but you have to stay focused and be yourself. I mean, it's a whole bunch of shit. But,
that's true. That's actually very noble to say. That's very deep. Mm-hmm. Very deep. I do.
I mean, because I'm going through it, and I know. And support your friends. Period. Like, because when you do your own shit, no matter what it is, whether it's rap, cooking, whatever, support them. Even if it's one post, like, you don't have to do it every time if you want to. But show some kind of support, because it goes a long way. Like, we gotta keep this money circulating. These African American communities, these African American businesses, whatnot. Like, I'm not super righteous and protesting and shit, but I know what needs. Like, I know what needs to be done at the same time.
I feel you.
So I'm gonna stay back. I'm gonna shut my mouth on like the situations that's going on right now. And so, like, I feel like people are gonna listen. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, that's. Like, yeah, I might
want to
go to.
Yeah. Yeah, trust me,
that's
I know.
Another topic. Like, we're not even going there.
Oh yeah, that's the political show right there. But it is is definitely true. We have been going through a very tough time as a community, and the best thing for us to do is to keep pushing each other and encouraging each other to just go after those dreams and use these opportunities that are available to us now than they were before. And I definitely do agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely.
Well, I definitely thank you, CJ the Cannon, for coming on to my show. And definitely after this interview, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be putting together all the information so people can get in contact with you, as well as where they could find, they can go on the Easter Egg Hunt with me with your music online. That's what we're going to do. And I'm going to definitely keep in contact with you, follow you on your social media as well, because I want to see your progress. And hopefully, I guess in the future, I don't know, maybe I'll be able to make a beat or something for you, or we can get on a collab.
Okay. Maybe another interview, anything. We'll figure it out.
Of course, definitely.
Thank you for having me, Minx.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And you guys heard it here. This is the Minx Show podcast with CJ the Cannon. And make sure you guys, in the description in the bottom, make sure you guys follow all these links, listen to his music, follow his social media, and just support this amazing artist, because I don't even have to hit play to tell that he got some dope ass heat. I know he got some heat. Yeah, I see it on his face. But make sure y'all follow him and support him. And this is the Minx Show podcast. Enjoy your evening.
All right, y'all.
Get it from the muscle, nigga. In the field, I'm a hustler, nigga. Middle finger, we don't fuck with niggas. Let them stare, they ain't touching, nigga. Feel the vibe, you what's up with niggas. R.I.P. Nip Hustle, nigga. Three niggas, putting trust in nigga. Before you leave, tell them love them, nigga. We gon' get it from the muscle, nigga. In the field, I'm a hustler, nigga. Middle finger, we don't fuck with nigga. Let them stare, they ain't touching, nigga. Feel the vibe, you what's up with niggas. R.I.P. Nip Hustle, nigga. Three niggas, putting trust in nigga. Before you leave, tell them love them, nigga. I do not wanna go. I don't want my mama paying for funerals. I let a honey go. I'm with the gang and we trapping, we rapping, we all in the honeycomb. It's more than a gang, they my brothers. Way before raps out the bubble, there wasn't one nigga that didn't struggle.
Nah, man, you know another chance come around. I can see gang and shit, so I don't know how to visit. They say even when we get off lockdown, they don't know when they gon' start to visit back up.
Mobbing on the block, free my nigga Wop. If he got a bail, we would get it popped. Thought he gave it drop, slide up on the eye. Catch a nigga slipping in the parking lot. Niggas whole team can't fuck with me. This new Supreme cost $1.50. That cut clean, call $1.50. Got a lot of people putting trust in me. There's a couple that don't get enough from me. I could tell that you front when you talk money. No squares in my circle and we all hungry. Pockets all fat, we be more running. North Shore racks, we got
got more coming. You a little nigga, you do store running. Nordstrom racks, we got more coming. You a little nigga, you do store running. We gon' get it from the muscle, nigga. In the field, I'm a hustler, nigga. Middle finger, we don't fuck with niggas. Let them stare, they ain't touching, nigga. Feel the vibe, it was up with niggas. R.I.P. Nip Hustle, nigga. Three niggas, putting trust in nigga. Before you leave, tell them love them, nigga.
Get it from the muscle, nigga. In the field, I'm a hustler, nigga. Middle finger, we don't fuck with, nigga.
Let them stare, they ain't touching, nigga. Feel a vibe, what's up with, nigga? It's R.I.P., Nip Hustle, nigga. Three niggas, putting trust in, nigga. Before you leave, tell them love them, nigga.
Everything come full circle, you know? You put that grind in, you put that work in. Everything come back to you, facts. Stand up, stay 10 toes. No matter what the obstacles, no matter. No matter what the situation and circumstances. Stay focused, lock in. This what you gonna sound like.
We up in the score,
up in it,
doing the things you couldn't ignore.
Can't
just look at the board,
look at it.
Me and my niggas, we ready for war. No matter the cost, gang banging, and I turn to a boss. You'll be found on the road dead, nigga. Calling you cold. We up in the score, doing the things you couldn't ignore. Just look at the board,
look at it.
Me and my niggas, we ready for war. No matter the cost, gang banging, and I turn to a boss. You'll be found on the road dead, nigga. Calling you Ford. Give me the rock,
give me that pass of
the shoe, hitting the shot. Whipping the pot,
whipping that.
Get out the kitchen, think it's too hot.
Making it hot,
fuck out the spot. Give him the drop,
give him the drop.
Watch for the cops,
watch for the cops.
Like it or not,
like it or not.
I'll be the top,
nigga, top.
Money don't stop,
nigga, stop.
Scream free rock,
nigga.
That's cool rock,
nigga.
You could shot
with a shot,
but don't be mad, bro. Cause you thought
this.
She wanna fuck,
nasty.
She wanna chill, she wanna lay low.
Ooh,
don't give a fuck. She wanna do whatever I say so.
Past,
give me a nut.
Ooh,
playing with it. Like it's Play-Doh
blast.
She wanna go outside, catch this vibe. Not today though.